Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And in today's podcast, guys, I would like to welcome you, man, to the special podcast today. Yo, I'm coming from you from Puerto Rico, man. I'm taking me and my queen are taking a beautiful vacation. And we're vacationing in Puerto Rico right now, and it's beautiful, it's lovely, it's wonderful. I mean, Puerto Rico is a beautiful place, man. It reminds me a lot of the time me and my queen went to Miami, and, you know, we're here by the ocean, and, you know, the weather hasn't been too bad here, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be really super hot like Miami was. I remember we went to Miami back in a couple years ago in December, and I remember it being so damn hot and humid. It has been hot here, not real hot in Puerto Rico, but humid, a little bit of humidity in Puerto Rico, but it's been a nice thing. We came to Puerto Rico. We came into Puerto Rico this past Sunday night, and off rip, we got ripped off for taking a taxi here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that they had Uber here, so it's a learning experience being somewhere that's not the United States. You know what I mean? And we took a taxi that night to go to our hotel, and the guy charged us $25 for a taxi, you know what I'm saying? And off rip, I knew that shit was like, he was overly charging us, you know what I mean? It was like a 6-minute ride from the airport to the hotel. And as you can hear, the airplanes going across us. We're not that far from the airport, so you might hear airplanes and all that going across us, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can hear the ocean. You can hear the ocean waves coming up on the beach, you know what I mean? The guy charged us $25, you know what I'm saying? And I know he was ripping us off, you know what I'm saying? $25 for a 6-minute ride from, like I said, from the airport to the hotel. But overall, man, it's been a beautiful experience here, you know what I'm saying? The food is really good here. Are very friendly here, you know what I mean, in Puerto Rico. What else, man? The prices are things are kind of expensive, you know what I'm saying? I seen a box of cereal that was almost like $10 for a box of cereal, you know what I mean? And I kind of expected things to be a little bit more expensive because we're in San Jose, Puerto Rico, and this is more like a tourist spot for people like to come to San Jose, because that's where most of the stuff is at, all the stores, all the restaurants are in San Jose. And a lot of people from the U.S. are moving here, from the U.S. to Puerto Rico, and because they have areas in Puerto Rico that's not so expensive. You know what I'm saying? I forgot the names of them, but we were talking to a Uber driver, and you know, because we're looking at places to move to outside of the United States. You know what I mean? But I felt like if we stay within the territories of the United States, that would be an easier transition. You know what I'm saying? If we stay within the territories of the United States, because you have places like Puerto Rico, American Samoa, Guam, and a couple more other places that are territories of the United States. Well, these people speak English, and me not knowing any Spanish or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? I would love to learn another language, you know what I mean? Like Spanish, I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn French, you know what I'm saying? I would love to learn French or something like that. My grandpops, he was French Creole, so he spoke a form of French, you know what I mean? I would love to learn French in his honor, you know what I'm saying? Overall, the experience has been great. Like me, I'm more of an introvert, so, you know, my queen, she's more of an outgoing person. Like, she likes to be out. She likes to go out, hang, talk to the people. And I'm not about that life, man, about talking to people. And I say a few words to you respectfully, you know what I mean? If you say something to me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not about talking to people and all that. She wants to go out every chance that we have here, which we did, you know what I'm saying? Today, I just wanted to chill at the hotel and just chill and relax and read my book, you know what I mean? Because we're getting ready to get into these tax lien certificates, you know what I'm saying? Buying these tax lien certificates and getting into real estate. And a lot of times with these tax lien certificates that you buy from properties that, you know, owe back taxes, you know what I'm saying? You can, if the property owner don't, you know, pay his taxes up, you know what I mean? You could turn around and foreclose on the property and actually end up owing the property for just a little bit of the back taxes. Well, with these tax lien certificates, would you buy from the counties? Because each county is different. You know what I'm saying? Each state is different. Each county is different in how they run their tax lien certificates, how they sell them. You know what I'm saying? Well, basically, tax lien certificates are... I'm sorry, the shutters on the hotel, they're moving around because it's really windy today. You know what I mean? But... You know what I'm saying? You buy these tax lien certificates from the state that you choose to buy them from, you know what I mean? Or the county, you can get a percentage of that. Like, it's like investing. You buy these tax lien certificates and it has a fixed rate that you can get a return profit on whatever amount the tax lien certificate is how much they owe in taxes. You know what I'm saying? Say for instance, you got somebody who owes $5,000 in taxes, you know what I mean? Well, they might sell a tax lien certificate, that's tax lien certificate for $5,000, but it'll have a fixed rate, like 18% on the money you're going to get in return. You're going to get 18% return on that $5,000 tax lien certificate. So we're going to get ready to get into that, you know what I mean? I'm looking forward to that, but going back to what I was talking about before, know what I mean? I'm more of a laid-back, chill person. I'm not about being around people every single day. Like, the first day we got here, you know, say we got here on a, was it a Sunday? We went out 3 days straight in a row. So this is we here for the fourth day. And I'm like, I just want to chill and relax, you know what I'm saying? Look out in the balcony and look out in the balcony and look at the ocean because it's a beautiful, beautiful ocean view. I wish I could show it to you. But I just wanted to chill today, you know what I'm saying? And she wanted to go out some more, and I'm like, yo, if you want to go out, go out. You'll be all right, you know? I got a vibe for the city as a whole, the country as a whole, and the people. Everybody's friendly and nice, you know what I mean? I told her don't go out too far, walk too far, whatever. She'll be all right, you know what I'm saying? But the overall experience has been beautiful, you know what I mean? And I'm having a good time, man. And I just wanted to make this short podcast video, you know what I'm saying, to let people know what's been going on, man. Like I said, having a great time in Puerto Rico. You know, right now is a breezy, beautiful day. It's about 65 degrees, man. And it's a beautiful day. It's not muggy. It's not humid. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful day, man. Like I said, the food here is really good too. I had some Apollo chicken or something like that. It's like a fried chicken, it looks like a country fried steak type thing. And that was pretty good. So I ended up getting sick yesterday. They ended up throwing up and, you know what I mean? But I still went out and, you know, went out and we did a little bit of shopping, got some souvenirs. I bought me a hat and a straw stream bag. And, yeah, it's been a beautiful time here in Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? So we're here one more day and then it's back home. And we're going to get into these tax lien certificates. And I'm going to make a podcast episode on getting how you can get into tax lien certificates. Once I learn everything and get everything down packed, know what I mean? I'm gonna talk about tax lien certificates and how you can get into, you know, this is probably the easiest way to get into the realtor game. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the money is at, man. Somebody always need a place to live. Know what I mean? Always need a place to stay. And just continue to grow this business that we've grown, you know, from our podcast, you know what I'm saying, doing our podcast thing. The tax lien certificates is the next step up. We were going to get into, like, vending machines and stuff like that, and we thought about getting into in the ATM business, but I don't think so. I don't think I want to lug around vending machines and have to deal with them breaking down. And I want something more that's more hands-off as far as, like, a business goes. I wanted something more hands-off, you know what I mean? And I think that I'm going to stick with just continuing to make our money from online, you know what I'm saying? Not from a physical thing, like, know what I mean? Because when you make your money online, you can move around. You can move to other countries. It don't matter, like, know what I'm saying? You're not stuck down to a job. You're not stuck down to physical products. You're not stuck down to you know, anything physical, you know what I'm saying? That's what I like about the internet, because if you can find ways to create passive income for yourself online, you know what I'm saying? You can be doing stuff like this, taking trips to Puerto Rico, you know what I mean? And just continue to grow and grow and grow our internet businesses, you know what I'm saying? So having a beautiful time here in beautiful Puerto Rico, guys. You guys, I'm telling you guys, if you guys are from the U.S., a lot of you guys, you know what I'm saying, from the U.S., you got to come to Puerto Rico, man. Like, everybody always travels to the same spots. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always want to go to, you know, Jamaica and Hawaii. Well, Guam is the cheaper version of Hawaii, and it's just as beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rico is just as beautiful as Hawaii, and it's cheaper. Know what I'm saying? Hawaii is expensive, and they have a huge homeless crisis there in Hawaii. Like, it's. I had a friend, she was from Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? She told me how they have tons of homeless people just chilling in Hawaii, like, know what I'm saying? She said it's a beautiful place, but it's very, very expensive, and there's a lot of problems with Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of problems. They don't have the money to, you know, keep things afloat. A lot of Hawaiians there, you know what I'm saying, can't even afford to live there, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just really fucked up in Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't understand why people always want to go to Hawaii and shit, you know what I mean? But we're having a beautiful time here in Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying? Right now I'm chilling on the balcony, just looking at this ocean view, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful, you know what I mean? But this was going to be a short podcast, podcast episode, man, guys. This episode was just to tell people, man, just enjoy your life, man. Stay out of the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Travel, see the world, know what I mean? Stop living in your little area. Get outside of your city, your state. Get outside and travel and experience other places, man. Go to Puerto Rico, know what I'm saying? Go to Guam. You got these places, you don't even need a passport. All you need is your regular ID. You can go to Guam. You can go to Puerto Rico. You can go to American Samoa. You know what I'm saying? You can go to all these places, man, with just regular ID. You don't need a passport. You know what I mean? And people, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to, you know, check out these different places. It's a couple more places, too, that are U.S. territories that you can travel without a passport. You know what I'm saying? And just get out and enjoy life, man. Stay out the bullshit. Stay out of the bullshit, you know what I mean? And just, you know, enjoy life, man. Take some time for yourself, man. Can't be always grind. You got to chill and relax and enjoy other perspectives of life, man. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to tap in real quick, you know what I'm saying? But that's my take, guys, in this podcast episode. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, coming live from Puerto Rico, you heard? I just want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care. One.